This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed a bill that designates November 7th as Victims of Communism Day. But there is much more to the legislation than the establishment press has reported. In fact, you might suspect there's more to the bill given the amount of controversy it has generated. Of course, just about anything he has said or done has been controversial to liberal politicians and the press. In April, he signed a bill attempting to prevent students from feeling responsible for historical wrongs because of their race, color, sex, or national origin. This was an attempt to address the covert teaching of critical race theory. He also signed the Parental Rights in Education Act to prevent classroom discussions about sex and sexual issues with very young children. This bill on communism does designate a day, but it also mandates that school children in Florida be taught about communism for at least 45 minutes a year. This is apparently necessary because little, if anything, is being taught about the evils of communism. Ask a student about Hitler and the Nazis. They know the evil perpetrated by the Third Reich. Ask them about Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong, and you might get a blank stare. They may not know anything about the Gulag or Mao's Cultural Revolution. Students aren't the only ones ignorant of the history of communism. A YouGov poll found that two-thirds of Americans did not know that communist China killed more people than Nazi Germany. This fact is readily available on Wikipedia that refers to a Washington Post article remembering the biggest mass murder in the history of the world. Warning students about the dangers of communism shouldn't be controversial, especially since a significant number of students are inclined to believe that socialism and communism are preferable to capitalism. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.